I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. A plan on the governor's desk would require physicians to notify patients of the density of their breast tissue. Dense tissue is the most prevalent of breast cancer risk factors and can cause cancer to go undetected by regular mammograms. Patty Beyer says she learned she had dense tissue and the risk factors associated with it. She requested a targeted ultrasound to learn more.
Though my mammogram was normal, the ultrasound showed an abnormality. The next day, three more mammograms, all normal, but a targeted ultrasound continued to show the suspicious area. A resulting needle biopsy, and I was told, you have invasive breast cancer.
Beyer's cancer was caught early, but she says this is why women need to know their breast density to take preventive methods like she did. Many states already require the notification. In other news, a U of I study shows student loan debt disproportionately affects Black and Hispanic borrowers later in life. Lee Gaines has more.
Min John says her research shows that outstanding student loan debt negatively affects a person's financial well-being after they leave school, regardless of their ethnicity. But she says that impact is much greater for Black and Hispanic borrowers. John is a professor of social work at the U of I and co-author of the study. John says the results weren't surprising, given the general economic inequality between minorities and whites. And she says student loan debt is contributing to that wealth gap. So what's the solution? John says make college more affordable for low-income students. How do we do that?
Increase public investment in higher education to view higher education as a public good.
For example, John says states and the federal government should look at increasing grant money for low-income students. I'm Lee Gaines.
Organizers of a petition drive to impose term limits for Chicago mayors say they have enough signatures to put the question before voters. Former Illinois Governor Pat Quinn filed more than 85,000 signatures to get a binding referendum on the November ballot. That is nearly 34,000 signatures above the requirement. Quinn wants to limit Chicago mayors to two terms. He says that would give people more opportunities to run for office without having to face incumbents with large campaign funds. There could be challenges, however. The Chicago City Council put three non-binding referenda on the ballot, possibly crowding out the term limit proposal. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. Carbondale police say they're still looking for the person who they say shot another person Friday in the 800 block of West High Street. Carbondale police say shortly before 4 o'clock Friday afternoon, they were called to the ER at Memorial Hospital of Carbondale. There, the victim who was treated for a non-life-threatening injury told police he met a female acquaintance, and during the meeting, a male who was with the female showed a handgun, demanded property, and then shot him in the abdomen. Police have arrested the female, who is a juvenile. They say they're currently looking to identify and arrest the male suspect. Anyone with information is asked to call Carbondale Police at 457-3200. House Speaker Michael Madigan's political organization is again being criticized. Earlier this year, there were allegations of sexual harassment and bullying. Now, there are ties to a man accused of murder. Tony Arnold has more.
Michael Pelko was not involved in politics much, but he did challenge the candidacy of a Democrat running for Illinois state representative in the primary that was in the southwest suburbs. The attorney for the Democratic Party of Illinois represented Pelko, and Madigan is the chairman of the party. But then Cook County prosecutors charged Pelko with murdering his longtime friend. Michael Dorf is an election law attorney whose clients included Barack Obama years ago.
This was really sloppy vetting.
Dorf says this is another embarrassment for Madigan's political organization. I'm Tony Arnold.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller.